How about a little Thursday night football Halloween edition? Dolphins and the Bengals at Sun Life Stadium. Jesse Agler, Troy Stratford going to preview the game. Night game's always a little bit extra buzz. It's fun.
A little spooky. Halloween. Got my costume ready. You got your costume ready?
I'm going to be a radio host.
I'm going to try and be one as well. The theme for the night, though, for the Miami Dolphins, from my seat, finish. Miami Dolphins have to finish, Jesse. There have been too many games this year where they didn't finish the fourth quarter, the final drive, or the second half. So the Miami Dolphins, they have to finish this game against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Let's start offensively. Pass protection, obviously a recurring theme. Holding on to the football, a recurring theme. Dolphins ran the ball very well first half against New England last week. Expect to see that continue?
Absolutely. Well, we hope to see it continue because when you run the football, it brings in your play action pass, it protects your quarterback a little bit, and it gives you a lot more rhythm when it comes to your offense, so you keep the defense off balance. And so we hope that the Miami Dolphins can run the football against the Cincinnati Bengals. Pretty strong front. They're going to have their work cut out for them.
Certainly on the other side, Cincinnati's one of those teams with a bunch of weapons. They've got multiple wide receivers that can hurt you, multiple tight ends, multiple guys in the backfield, but A.J. Green is the superstar.
A.J. Green, he is the one who commands the attention of the defense. You need to know where he lines up at all times, but the Cincinnati Bengals game plan, particularly last week against the New York Jets, they did a great job of spreading it around and taking advantage of single coverage in certain areas, so the Miami Dolphins defense have to be prepared for that.
It's going to be a really fun night. It's on Live Stadium. You got a Halloween light show at about 8:15 before the game starts, and at halftime, one of everybody's favorite Dolphins, John Offerdahl, will be inducted into the team's honor roll. Congrats to John, and enjoy the game.